KOMO Seattle.
KOMO FM Oakville.
The Northwest's only 24-hour news station.
News, traffic, and weather updates weekday mornings.
And be listening for more stories and interviews to help you make sense of it all.
The KOMO Morning News with Manda Factor and Greg Hirschholt on KOMO News.
KOMO Seattle.
KOMO FM Oakville.
The Northwest's only 24-hour news station.
Coming up on KOMO News.
Money meant to be spent on Washington State projects may be instead spent on the border wall. I'm Charlie Harder with the story.
The fight in Olympia over taxes and spending has just begun. I'm Jeff Poggiolo with the latest.
Coming up after ABC, it's 10 o'clock.
From ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts is just back from an aerial survey with Vice President Pence and Iowa's governor of the flooding catastrophe.
This is the most widespread damage we've ever experienced in our state and our state's history. It is truly an epic disaster.
In Hamburg, Iowa, flooded after a levee breached, Bill Lamb evacuated to the local elementary school after the water started rising late last week.
Went up to our friends and woke up next morning and there's, I don't know, maybe 10, 12 feet down around my house.
Vice President Pence announced the administration would expedite requests for declarations. A federal jury in San Francisco ruled unanimously that Roundup weed killer was a substantial factor in a California man's cancer. It was the second such finding.
Attorneys say it could impact hundreds of similar lawsuits against Roundup's manufacturer, Monsanto, now owned by Bayer. The latest verdict involves a case of a 70-year-old man from Sonoma, California. The trial will head to the damages phase.
ABC's Alex Stone. Monsanto, which is appealing a $78 million judgment in another cancer case, says studies have established that the active ingredient, glyphosate, is safe. Officials in Deer Park, Texas, say they don't know when the tank farm fire at a petrochemical terminal will burn itself out. The fire has been burning since Sunday.
For more than 2 days, the massive plume of dark smoke covered the Deer Park plant. And then at dusk, the plume appeared to have gotten smaller. But then, around 7:30, a ball of flames exploded into the sky, this separate from the tanks that had been burning. ITC told county officials they are making headway.
ABC's Jessica Wiley in Deer Park, Texas. Without comment, the Illinois Supreme Court voted 4-2 to uphold the less than 7 years prison sentence meted out to white, fired Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke in the police killing of black teenager Laquan McDonald in 2014. You're listening to ABC News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
Florida prosecutors are offering a plea deal to billionaire New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft. ABC's Mark Remillard says he may not like it.
The Palm Beach State Attorney's Office has offered Kraft and 24 other men caught up in a prostitution sting a standard diversion program offered to first-time offenders. Authorities say the deal will require the men to perform community service, attend a class on the dangers of prostitution, and pay a $5,000 fine per count. And in exchange, charges of misdemeanor solicitation of prostitution will be dropped. Kraft was charged with two counts last month. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Well, you figured this was coming. A high school wrestling coach in New Jersey who forced a wrestler to cut his dreadlocks or forfeit the match is about to sue. ABC's Scott Goldberg tells the tale.
The tears were streaming down 16-year-old Andrew Johnson's face as the high school wrestler stood on the side of the mat getting a forced haircut after the ref told him to lose the dreadlocks or lose the match. 3 months later, it's the referee claiming emotional distress as well as defamation of character and a lost income of $100,000. Alan Maloney filed a claim that's a precursor to a lawsuit in New Jersey naming 12 possible defendants, including the Buena School District, where he was accused of racism and banned from reffing. Maloney remains under investigation by the state's Civil Rights Division. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
This is ABC News.
Coma News Time, 10:04. AAA traffic every 10 minutes on the fours. Here's Jay Phillips.
In Seattle, there is police activity on Melrose Avenue between Olive Way and Pine Street, blocking all lanes northbound and southbound on Melrose. And we have a collision reported on Southwest Admiral Way at Southwest City View. Looks like it's partially blocking a lane there. And U Bridge is back open, University Bridge back open to vehicle traffic after a marine crossing. And we did clear westbound I-90 mid-span on the bridge. A stall has been removed from the HOV lane. Your next report at 10:14, Jay Phillips, Como News.
Shannon O'Donnell has the forecast.
Well, hi, everybody. Things running very warm around here the last couple of days. We shattered the records today. It was the warmest March day ever on record. Easily the warmest winter day, too. And highs again running about 20 to 25 degrees above where they're supposed to be for this time of year. Especially remarkable when you consider where we were sitting 3-4 weeks ago in the deep freeze with all of the snow and the ice in February. We'll head into a spring officially tomorrow afternoon at 2:58. And things will cool a little bit. Low to mid-70s. For high, still mainly sunny. Increase in clouds Thursday, a chance for showers returning finally by Friday. In the Como Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Shannon O'Donnell.
This hour is 60 degrees in Seattle.
Stay connected. Stay informed. Como Nightside.
Como News Time, 10:05. Art Sanders' top local stories from the Como 24/7 News Center. A shooting involving officers in the small town of Kittitas. The sheriff confirms the shooting, but is not releasing other information at this time. We have a crew on the way across the mountains to the city of Kittitas. President Trump is moving ahead with the border wall project, and Como's Charlie Harker tells us it appears more than $100 million meant to be spent on Washington State projects could be put on hold.
The president says it's a national emergency on the southern border, and since Congress won't pay for the wall, he's diverting money meant to be spent elsewhere. Seattle Times reports the Pentagon has chosen at least two Washington projects to be put on hold. One is an $89 million pier at the Bangor subbase, the other a $23 million maintenance building at the Army Yakima Training Center. Earlier this month, Democratic Governor Jay Inslee told MSNBC Washington might file suit.
And the moment he says he's going to take a dollar out of this for his vanity bumper sticker project on the southern border, we will sue. The complaint's already been drafted.
No word yet on what the state's next move might be. Charlie Harger, Como News.
On the heels of the first in-depth public comments from Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg following the crash of a Boeing 737 MAX jet in Ethiopia.
As the facts from the accident become available and we understand the necessary next steps, we're taking action to fully reassure airlines and their passengers of the safety of the 737 MAX.
Saying safety is her department's top priority, U.S. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao has asked for an audit of the FAA's certification of Boeing's troubled MAX 8s. Questions were first raised by reports of the use of Boeing's own engineers in the FAA's process. By law, state lawmakers have to complete their work by the end of next month. But this is a budget year, which undoubtedly means a fight over taxes. More from Como's Jeff Poggiola.
Governor Inslee's proposed budget includes a host of new taxes, but it's lawmakers that actually allocate the money. Democrats unveil their plan in the coming days. Representative Monica Stonier.
One of the things that gets left out of the conversation around spending is how many more Washingtonians we're working to save, still dealing with the impacts of the recession.
But House Republican leader J.T. Wilcox disagrees.
The growth in our tax revenue far exceeds the growth in our population. And because of the good economy, in some areas of the budget, we are having to spend less on economic assistance.
Both sides hope to agree on a budget without the need for a special session. Jeff Poggiola, Como News.
It was a lesson in lawmaking today for some Seattle third graders. They went to Olympia to support a bill that protects orca whales. Students from Stevens Elementary on Capitol Hill went before the Senate Environment Committee. Ella Tranum urged lawmakers to pass the bill which prohibits certain large oil tankers from the Puget Sound unless they're authorized by the Coast Guard.
Most scientists believe that if we have even one, I repeat, one oil spill in the Salish Sea, it will wipe out the remaining number of orcas, that is 74.
The bill was approved by the House earlier this month. New rules for pot businesses might soon allow them to add information about their products to their labels so you know exactly what will happen when you use it. Como's Ryan Harris has more on that and on another marijuana regulation bill on the docket in Olympia.
The bill is modeled after federal regulations for what is and what is not allowed on labels for supplements. If a product helps with something like pain relief, the bill would allow that on the label for medicinal weed products. Vicki Christofferson, director of the Washington Cannabis Business Association, says it would also allow so-called adult use products to list their psychoactive effects.
For example, this product may make you drowsy so that people will understand what the product's intended effect is so that they don't unintentionally take a product that's not for what they're trying to take it for.
Sellers would also be allowed to put things on labels like, for example, this product will not cure your cancer. The other bill up for consideration would change the way the Liquor and Cannabis Board enforces violations not related to public safety by allowing businesses an opportunity to fix the violation before their license is at risk. Ryan Harris, Como News.
Como News time 10:10, and from the Harley Exterior Sports Desk, here's Tom Glasgow.
The Major League Baseball season set to get underway at 2:35 a.m. Seattle time Wednesday morning, just hours away. The M's and the Oakland A's at the Tokyo Dome for game one of a season opening two-game series. Lefty Marco Gonzalez on the mound for the M's. Mike Trout, Angels star, and his ball club reportedly close to finalizing a 12-year, $432 million contract that would shatter the record for the largest deal in North American sports history. The annual value, $36 million. From the NFL, former Seahawks defensive end outside linebacker Bruce Irvin signing a one-year deal with the Carolina Panthers. The big dance underway as of today, and Fairleigh Dickinson came back from a second half a deficit of 13 points to knock off Prairie View. So Fairleigh Dickinson advances to take on the number one seed in the West, the Gonzaga Bulldogs, Thursday in Salt Lake City. And of course, on Friday in Columbus, Ohio, it's the Huskies and Utah State with our pregame coverage right here on your home of the Huskies, Como News, getting underway at 3 o'clock. We'll have more sports in 30 minutes. I'm Tom Glasgow.
If you're